A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, May 23rd, 2022. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Kusanga Nyabuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Emmerson Mnangagwa's trip to Switzerland, where he is attending this year's edition of the World Economic Forum. Several heads of state and government, business executives, NGO representatives, and others are attending the summit.
Some of the issues being discussed at the World Economic Forum include the Russia-Ukraine war, spiraling prices of fuel and basic commodities worldwide, climate change, and other issues. In its website, conveners of the summit say the International Monetary Fund forecasts global growth in 2022 at 4.4% needs to be revised downwards as the war in Ukraine is hitting hard in many economies.
According to Zimbabwe's Foreign Affairs Minister, Frederick Shaba, President Emmerson Mnangagwa is expected to discuss various issues with his counterparts and business executives intending to invest in the Southern African nation. But critics say Zimbabwe first needs to get its economic fundamentals in order before attempting to attract any foreign direct investment.
Meanwhile, some of ZANU-PF activists are in Davos, Switzerland, and they are staging protests outside the venue of the World Economic Forum summit. They're arguing that they're urging the West to remove targeted sanctions imposed on some top ZANU-PF officials, claiming that they are devastating the country. The West imposed the targeted sanctions on ZANU-PF officials following allegations of vote buying and human rights abuses.
Namhla kuhlelo lwethu sikhuluma ngomhlangano we-World Economic Forum. Siyakwazi-ke ukuthi uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usemhlanganweni lo okhona ngale eDavos kwele Switzerland. So kuningi-ke okhangelelwe ukuthi kuzakhulunywa emhlanganweni lo. Kugoqela-ke khonokho okwenzakala kwele Ukraine okulempi enye emangalisayo. Ele Russia siyakwazi ukuthi lahlasela ele Ukraine. Lisithi lifuna ukuvimba ukuba ilizwe leli lingangeni ku-NATO. So ke sikhuluma-ke okwamanje iRussia sihluphumele esigodlo esinye-ke esithize khonangale-ke kwele Ukraine, kumbe ngithi idolobha elikhulu okuthiwa yiMariupol. Sibone njalo lamasosha akwele Ukraine sezinikela kubutho leRussia esithi hhayi sebebhonjwe ukwenela hhayi cathe kwenye indawo lapho kwembiwa khona insimbi. So ke kukhanya ngazane impilo iyaphambili sibimbi. Lokhu kukhanya kuzabe kumqoka abantu babe khuluma ngakho okunye okumangalisayo. So ke siyabona njalo ke uPresident Emmerson Mnangagwa kuthiwa uzakhulumisana labanye bakhe ukuthi phela bezwe ukuthi kume njani ezomhlaba. Lapha sikhuluma ke ngento zokukhudumala komkhathi ngesilungu okuthiwa yi-climate change. Kuzobuya ke lokunye ke ukuthi amafutha ezimota akhuphuka okunye okumangalisayo okwenza ukuthi kukhuphuke intengo yempahla emazweni wonke. Siyabona njalo ke International Monetary Fund ibeke ukuthi umhlaba wonke jikelele uzabona-ke ukuthuthuka komnotho okuzafika 4.4%. Kodwa bathi lokho kumele ukuthi kukhangelwe kuhlolisiswe ngokukhanyazana kuningi okwenzakale e-Ukraine okwenza ukuthi umhlaba wonke jikelele ube enkathazweni. So ke siyabona njalo-ke ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kulakho ukuthi akhulumisane labadabuka kwamanye amazwe ngokuthi bayitshala imali yabo kwele Zimbabwe. Kodwa-ke abakuchothoza lokho bathi hhayi phela kumele kuqala kulungiswe okuningi kungakenziwa konke lokhu. So silethemba lokuthi lizangena kuhlelo kulo manje sixoxe ngalokhu lokunye okutheneyo. Lingakhohlwa lokuthi eZimbabwe sikhuluma kunje kuyafiwa. Nxa sikhangela-ke intengo yempahla enjengesinkwa kuzobuya impuphu nokunye ikhuphuka umangalisayo amavelas. So kuningi kakhulu-ke esiyakukhokha namhlanje labantu sebekhona khona.
Aiwathi nokuchingamidzai pano pachirongwa chedu cheLive Talk nhasi tiri kutarisa isu musangano mukuru weWorld Economic Forum uri kuitwa iwo kuDavos kuSwitzerland. Tiri kuona kuti Paris zvino mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vasvika kumusangano uyu uyezve tichange tiri kutarisa kuti zvii zvichange zviri kukurukurwa uyezve kuti Zimbabwe ingawanikwe ichibatsirika sei kubva kune zviri kuitika kumusangano uyu. Tinoona pari zvino pane dzimwe nhengo dzeZANU-PF dziri kumusangano uyu dziri kukurudzira anyika dzepasi rose kuti vawanikwe ivo vachibvisa zvirango zvakatemerwa nyika yeZimbabwe uyezve vari pamusangano uyu vari kuratidzira vari panze. tichange zvakare tiri kutarisa isu zviri kubuda kumusangano uyu uyo uri kuti iwo upfumi hwepasi rose huri kuwanikwa iwo uchitsikira pamusoro pehondo iri pakati perussia neukraine vari kutaura ivo kuti pari zvino international monetary fund iri kuti iyo upfumi hwenyika wasvika pa4.4% uyezve unofanira kunge uchiwanikwa uchidzikira nenyaya iyi yekuti hondo iri kuitika muukraine iri kuramba iyo ichiwanikwa iyo ichikanganisa zvinhu nyanya zveupfumi pasi rose saka tange tiri kutarisa kuti zvii zviri kubuda kumusangano uyu uyezve kuti uchabatsira here zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe tiona kuti munyika pari zvino mitengo yezvinhu zvakadai sechingwa nezvimwewo zvekudya huri kuwanikwa iwo huchiramba huchikwira uyezve takaona hurumende iro svondo rapfuura tichitaura kuti richange richibvumira vanhuwo zvavo kuti vawanikwe ivo vachipinza zvekudya pasina mutengo uye wetax kana kuti kubvisiswa duty pamabhodha zvakadai sezvinhu zvinenge raitsi upfu shuga nezvimwewo saka tange tiri kutarisa kuti izvi zvakamira sei uyezve kuti musangano uyu weworld economic forum uchabatsira sei zimbabwe
Yes, we know that according to the Zoom Live online publication, President Emmerson Mnangagwa actually hired a plane, you know, when he went to Davos. So according to their estimates, a lot of money is going to be spent here. So, but sometimes you spend more in order to get more gains. But at times it doesn't work at all. To join this discussion right now, we've got our two guests, Dr. Simbama Vaza of ZANU-PF, and Professor Elliot Masocha is based here in USA. So welcome to the program, Dr. Mavaza.
Thank you, Gibbs. Welcome, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. And welcome, Professor Elliot Masocha.
Thank you very much. And thank you for having me. And thank you, Zimbabweans.
Yeah, but I think we'll start with Dr. Mavaza, who is in Switzerland right now. So tell us about the situation right now there in Switzerland, Dr. Mavaza.
Thank you so much. The situation is today the president passed down in Davos with a very strong delegation comprising the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Dr. Frederick Schaller, the Minister of Industry, Madam Sekai Nzenza, and the Minister of Finance, Professor Mthuli Ncube, and a number of dignitaries. We have come specifically to showcase the position of Zimbabwe, to tell the world that Zimbabwe is open for business, and that despite that the world economy is going down because of the problems in Ukraine and in Russia, Zimbabwe offers an alternative. That while we are looking at the other sides, we can still come to Zimbabwe with our industries, with our companies, with our business people to start, invest, and put a life in Zimbabwe where we are peaceful and we are waiting for people to come and start to revamp our economy. Because at the moment, the whole world, the economy is going down, but there is a chance for economy to go up if we all invest in Zimbabwe. This is the way that this is the cry which the president has and is saying that Zimbabwe is open for business. And yes, it's built by its own people, but it's invested by people who are here today who would come and attend and see what Zimbabwe offers and hear what the Minister of Finance is offering to protect their funds, what the Minister of Industry and Commerce is offering to support their industries if they want to start them in Zimbabwe, and what the Minister of Foreign Affairs is going to say about peace and protection of our foreign investors who will come to Zimbabwe. So it is quite a very important meeting. It is a very important environment for Zimbabwe to be here to showcase and indeed to find ways of revamping our economy and making the Zimbabweans happy again.
Yes, thank you very much. Marvelous, you may chip in there and let's hear what Mr. Mavaza can also say.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Mavaza, vamwe vari kushora vachiti ivo vamunangagwa vakaenda ivo vane vanhu vakati one day uyezve apo nyika upfumi hwenyika kuenda kumawere zvichabatsira here kuti vange vari pamusangano uyu?
Chekutanga ndechekuti maz kana muchinge maenda kunokukudza hove hauendi uri woga. Unoda vanhu vanobata manetsi, vanobata mambure, mumwe anenge ari pakati, mumwe ari kunze, mumwe ari pakona. Saka munoenda makawanda kuti mubate hove dzakawanda. President vauya nevanhu vakawanda, kwete vakawanda sekutaura kunoita nhunzva tunzva dziri kunze uku, asi vauya nevashoma vada kutsanangurirai minister weforeign affairs, minister wezvemari negurukota rezvinoona nezvekunze, nevanyori vairi vamwe vese vanochengetedza mutungamiri wenyika nemagurukota edu. Saka kwaya vamwewo vane mabhizinesi ekuzimbabwe vari kuda kuzotengesa mabhizinesi avo kuno nekutengawo zviri kuno. Saka kana vachinge mauta avaita kuno hakusi kuuya kuzozorora kana kutandara, asi kuuya kuzotsvagira Zimbabwe rugare, kuzotsvagira ivo vari kunyunyuta vari kuchema chema kuti vazoenderei vakawanda. Haungaende uri mumwe chete kunokukudza, nekuti kukukudza mambure anobatwa neakawanda. Ndopfungwa tatida tichimbozanise kuti we've got a very clever, a very wise and an understanding president. So he cannot travel alone when he needs three people to help him carry the net. And this is the reason why we have got three, four, or five dignitaries supporting this issue for Zimbabwe, for us, and for you, and for me.
Yes, thank you very much. Let's bring in Professor Elliot Masocha to hear, you know, what he's going to say about this summit. So, Professor Masocha, I think you've seen year in, year out, this Davos summit. And we know this year, or today, President Mnangagwa is in Switzerland. So give us your take on this issue.
I think it's a good meeting, you know, for any government to attend. And also, you know, whenever they attend, they really have to, you know, see how much they are going to spend there. Instead of maybe going with, you know, private jets or hiring planes, they can actually to show their commitment on the Zimbabwe. I think I propose that they may, you know, decide next time to go with just, you know public planes. And you know, I was listening to Dr. Mavaja, you know, and thank you for being here as well. But to blame the war in Ukraine as the only cause of the downfall of the Zimbabwean economy, it's I'm sorry to say it's 100% wrong, because that's not the beginning of the Zimbabwean economy, you know, going down. You know, it has been going down for the Russian invasion of Ukraine. That really recently started on February 4th. So let's call this a spade if we ever we want to solve our problems, instead of just being cheerleaders. You know, when we really know the truth and we try to hide the truth, it's a good meeting. And I don't know what came out of it last year. I don't know, you know, what we expect to get from that meeting. Of course, there are people with money, there are non-government organizations, governments, you know, banks, investors, you know, the World Bank, IMF is there, but I don't think say borrowing money as other governments are going to try money, because, you know, we don't have a good
record. Yeah, in fact, you're getting cut off. I think you're right that you can remove your earphones, maybe.
Okay.
Just remove everything so that we can talk to you directly, because sometimes you are a little bit bumpy. And
you hear me well.
Yeah, so let's go ahead. Maybe now we can give it a try. But we heard exactly what you're saying, that Dr. Mavaza should not blame the Ukraine war on everything that is happening in Zimbabwe. So why are you saying that?
Well, you know, the Ukrainian war started on February 24th. Right? And by February 24th, is he really telling Zimbabweans that the Zimbabwean economy was okay before February 24th? It was not okay. But let's be honest with ourselves if we want to solve problems here. Way before the Ukrainian war that started on February 24th, the Zimbabwean economy wasn't, you know, going on good. And it was not good for the auction of the foreign currency auction, where they were auctioning money they did not have, and then expect businesses to succeed. How can they succeed when, you know, they're being sold money that is not there? They will go on the black market and then buy the US dollar, very much expensive, and thereby fueling price increases. let's call a spade here. So the Ukrainian, you know, the Ukrainian war came and made things worse. It made things worse for Zimbabwe and for other countries as well. Things are not that much good. But what solutions do we have besides the devil's meeting here? And I don't know what we may expect to get from devil's meeting, because it's not going to be an easy thing. And I'm not for sure the Zimbabwean government is not going to come back with the right way. They may come with promises, but if anybody wants to set up an independent business, they will either come to Zimbabwe or send their representatives to do what is called a pest analysis. They are also going to be advised by their embassies who know the situation on the ground. Our currency is not doing well, you know, for investors to jump into Zimbabwe. I know for sure countries with economic problems are very fertile in terms of, you know, investments. But then we look at, you know, our currency itself. Is it able to hold value? Can an investor come and do business in Zimbabwe right now when the government will just wake up one day and say, you know, banks are not supposed to lend money to businesses with immediate effect? I think if we want investors to come to Zimbabwe, let's remove that with immediate effect, you know, because as far as I know business myself, they have a lot of other places to go where things are managed in a very transparent way, where people are warned that by this time we are going to do this, but a lot of with immediate effect. And then one thing that I was asking myself is that when that happens, we don't even hear the Minister of Industry and Commerce. What does he say in terms of the, you know, negative effects of businesses? Shouldn't they be working together, the Minister of Industry and Commerce and International Trade, with the Minister of Finance? Because it seems the Minister of Finance really doesn't know the extent to which businesses are affected by some of those announcements they make, some of those policies they make and say with immediate effect. So if investors are going to be following all that, I don't think they will really come to Zimbabwe much as we expect. Zimbabwe is also, of course, but if there are going to be laws that are going to, you know, affect businesses with immediate effect, Zimbabwe isn't open for business yet. Let's qualify that statement and really make it transparent to everybody what it means.
Thank you very much, Professor Masocha. Still on the line, let's have another guest, and that is our third guest. Go ahead, Marvelous. Go ahead and talk to our third guest.
Vasiya Mkondo, tukuona pane musangano mukuru uri ku Davos World Economic Forum. Imi sebature CCC, munoona musangano uchibatsira here Zimbabwe?
Well, ndinotenda, and I would want to greet all viewers and listeners of the program. Right, so takatarisana nechirongwa cheku Davos. Chirongwa chinenge chakanaka, chakaumbwa kuti chibatsire nyika dzepasi rose mukuvandudza economy uye mukuvandudza nharaunda in terms of the environment. Asi kana takatazotarisana nechimiro chedu isusu seZimbabwe, muchaona kuti hatina zvakanyanya zvatino benefita kubva kuchirongwa ichi. Nekuti isusu mamiriro akaita upfumi hwedu uye mamiriro akaita mapolicies atinawo, muchaona kuti even Davos ikauya nema activities nema programs anenge akanaka, cannot any form of my engagements avanenge vanonowana ikoko, muchaona kuti zvese zvinofa pasina anything chaitika. Why? Because sekutaura kwaita mutauri abva kunonotaura izvezvi, we don't have money. Atina hurongwa huripo hunobatsiridza kuti vaya vanoda kuuya kuzoinvesta munyika medu vange vaine chivimbo chekuti mainvestments ava vachaita achavapa pundutso. So muchaona kuti tiri kungoendawo kuDavos kuti tinonotorwawo mapicture, tizotaurawo nhengeri propaganda dzatinenge tichitaura kuti no, we are engaging and all that stuff, but kutaura chokwadi chaizvo kumhuri yeZimbabwe ndechekuti kuDavos hakuna chakanaka chichabuda chichabatsira chinyika inoyi, nekuti mapolicies atinawo right now aape chivindi chokuti vaya vanoda kuzoinvesta mari dzavo kuno, vanoda kuda kuzoita business munyika medu munomu, vange vachiuya vakasununguka uye vaine temba neshuwa yekuti zvichavapa chimuko mune zvese zvavanenge vachiita. Saka sekuona kwedu pane zvakawanda zvinoda kuti zvivandudzwe, zvinoita kuti zvikwezve kana kudana my investors mazhinji kuti anga achita se anga achatevera because kune mamwe my investors asitombori kudavos kwacho ikoko but nokuburikidza ne kuona kwavanenge vachiita maprograms nokuti ndiani anenge ariko ikoko you find out kuti vamwe vacho vanotova interested vaona kuti all right it's okay kunyika uko kuri kuofa zvakadai so my environment yacho yakamira sezvizvi saka vanhu vanopedzisira vaita se vauya pachezvavo but pari zvino aiwa atione kuti ma conditions atinawo munyika medu kuti haana kusunungukira ma investors akawanda kunge vavani kwachiuya munyika medu achiita ma investments.
So are you saying that this is a waste of time?
Oh yeah, definitely to me I think that this is a waste of time. We could have improved in terms of our policies before we could go to Davos because we are expecting to go and attract more investors to come and invest in our country. But if we go to Davos just like we did without really sorting out the economic fundamentals and the background of doing business within our country, then definitely that's a waste of time. No one will even follow us back here.
What's your suggestion here?
Right. My suggestion is very simple. Let's go global. Let's make sure that we put in place policies that attract foreign direct investment without really compromising ourselves. Really, we can strike a balance of attracting investors in our country and also protecting our national sovereignty and making sure that we are not giving away our resources that cheap the way that we are seeing right now.
Yes, kunenge okumele kwenziwe eZimbabwe kungakayenziwa lokho kuthiwa i-foreign direct investment. So mavela siqhubeka-ke lo mabaza khonapho nangikhonapho-ke ixoxo. Sorry, qhubeka mavela.
Dr. Mabazwa, manzwa zvanga zviri kutaurwa navasiyampondo ve-CCC Coalition for Change vari kuti kwavari vakati vanopikisa musangano yavaone uchizounza pundutso kuZimbabwe. Uye zvetanzwa Professor Masocha achitaura zvimwezvo kuti dai pawanikwa ipo pachigadziriswa mapolisi ekuti kana munhu aunza mari yake kana bhizinesi rake muZimbabwe anozokwanisa kunge achiita mabasa ake asingatyire kuti mari yake inozonyudzwa. Pane zvamuri kuita here kana zviri kunyatsotaurwa pari zvino kuti tione mapolisis emunyika achichinja takanyanyotarisa nezveupfumi?
Chekutanga rega ndimbopindura zvishoma-shoma zvataurwa navamasocha. Vamasocha vashandisa muromo kunzwa pane kuti vashandise nzeve. Handina kuti Zimbabwe yatambudzwa nehondo yekuRussia. Ndatini hondo yekuRussia yakonzera upfumi hwepasi rese kuti hudzikire. The global economy has gone down. This is one of the topics they are going to discuss today. Or they've discussed actually between 1330 and 1445. So it was an hour 30 minutes driven to the globe to talk about the effects of the Russian war. This is not Karajiti, the global effects. This is our Zimbabwean effect. So I'm a social dynamic because there are vaterera nenzeve nekuti vanga vachinyebera vana vezimbabwe hatina kutaura saizvozvo asi kuna vakuru vasiyampondo veCCC zvinonetsa sisimazve kuti pfungwa shoma dzinoremera vatenzi nebasa hurumende yezimbabwe iri kuedza kuti vanhu vauye kuzovhura mabhizinesi kuzogadzirisa upfumi hwezimbabwe muzimbabwe kuti pavanga vadzika pasi husimudzirwe. Imi maona munhu werimwe bato rinopindisa kuti musauye because munyika medu hamuna kumira zvakanaka ndibaba rudzii vanoti musapewa nangu chikafu nekuti poto ine tsvina ngesaka poto yacho taurawo munyika mako kokunodedzera uri kunze uko kunge chana chakapembedzwa nemukomana wamai hazvinzwaro munyika yababa tinofanira kubatana sevana vezimbabwe kuti tivake but chepiri hongu kune mitemo isemubvudzira wawaita uri kugadziriswa nehurumende wekuti zvinhu zvigadzirike zvakaitika masondo matatu apfuura hurumende payakati mabhengi tombomira kupa vanhu zvikwereti yanga isiri mutemo wekudzvinyirira vanhu vaiva mutemo wekubatanidza kuti mari igoramba iripo isarambe ichitengeswa nevanhu vanga vari kutora kana kuti mukana wekubira hurumende nekubira mabhengi through the borrowing system asi hurumende yaona kuti takasika kudambura mutsipa tisati tatsika makumbo ejongwe yakambomira kana ai wakati bomirai timbokweretisa nai futi tichigadzirisa mutemo inorambidza kuti vanhu vatore advantage of the monetary system yedu saka kana hurumende inoteerera ikaunza a policy ikaona kuti inenge isiri kushanda zvakanaka haibva yaita nharo kana kuita nhundira mutsime kuti handibve pano ndinda zvitaura aiwa inoshanduka kuti zvandakataura nezuro hazvingaenderere mberi ngatishandukei so hurumende yezimbabwe maeconomical policies avo avanenge vachiita haasi kuitwa kuremedza vana vezimbabwe haasi kuita kurambidza vanhu kuuya kuzotanga mabhizinesi zvinorwadza kana kushatirisa kunzwa murume mukuru achiti musave kuzimbabwe hakusati kwamira zvakanaka zimbabwe haifanirwe kuti tirwisane tigourayana kuitira kuti mumwe munhu agotonga hatidi simba kusvika pamukana wekuti vanhu ngavafe economically vanhu ngavaende mugwagwa hazvishande zvichidaro uyezve kuna professor masosha hatisi chokwadi kuti kuno kuri kuitwa inonzi propaganda kana kuti gudza mukanwa chokwadi tetemavhu ndechekuti sekutaura vanamboita masikati atoti mastakeholders vanga vari kukurukura nenyaya yekuti togadzirisa sei pasi rese kuti vanhu nyaya dzekufambirana nenyaya dzevanhu vanouya kuzoona mudzimwe nyika yatingati tourism yanga yakuvadzwa yadamburwa makumbo segurwe nekuda kwecovid tozvigadzirisa sei they are coming up with policies that would include a resolution yekuti tote vanhu vasina kubayiwa vafambe here kana kuti vakabayiwa kana kuti toita sei kuti tizive kuti chirwere hachicharoendera mberi asi upfumi hausi kuurayiwa this hazvina basa nekuti zimbabwe yatuma munhu wane kana vatatu zvino aspecta zimbabwe so it has to be there it has to make a decision it has to vote for it has to have a say because it affects it chepiri takachikutaura nenyaya yeglobal recession yakonzerwa nehondo yatanga kuukraine nerussia hatina kuti hondo yakonzera zimbabwe yauraya zimbabwe chete ayo pasi rese kana america kwamuruku vari kutochema nemudumbu nekuti russia payakadzvanya pari kurwadza saka isu tiri kuti aiwa zvichataurwa sodzo rineri kuti todini togara pasi totaurirana tava vanhu vakuru russia nenyika dzese toregeta kurwisana kuti vana vepasi rose vakure zvakanaka asi angati tiongorere panyaya iyi tete ndechekuti kana the whole summit yakaungana vanhu kuno iri kutaura kuti every country is being affected economically but kana vakomana vekutriplec vatingati nunzatozaidzi kana vaakutaura zvinoita kunge zvinonzi izimbabwe yega ine upfumi huri kuenda pasi aiwa chikonzero chavaungana vanhu nhasi ndechekuti nyika dzese upfumi huri kuwira pasi chepiri da kuti vamuongorere kuti makore ese zimbabwe payauya kumusangano yakadai so pane zvizhinji zvakachinja asi iko zvino izvi kache chipiri zimbabwe ichiuya under the new dispensation chekutanga it was 2019 2020 hatina kuzouya in 21 nekuda kwechirwere chedziwa mupengo asi mutungamiri wenyika azouya nhasi gore rakaenda chii chakaitika takaita vano mainvestors akauya akawanda takataura nenyaya yekupomona kuti vari kugadzira magetsi kubva mutsvina
Yes, we actually understand all that, Dr. Mavaza, but I mean, the bottom line here is there's an issue concerning this mantra saying Zimbabwe is open for business. How can you be open for business when you have got some ethics that are passed in the country? Like what the professor was saying, that you know, one day you just wake up and say, you know, banks shouldn't lend people money. Then you reverse that immediately and come out with other laws. So a country where there are so many laws confuses the investor. How best can President Mnangagwa handle that while in Davos? Or he won't be able to do that. Just briefly so that we can go back to Professor Masosha.
Yeah, we shall not be confused by the confusion of the confused Professor Masosha. He is confused. The
Can you lay your facts instead of maybe throwing around? Some of those things.
No.
Yes.
The laws of the country, the laws of the country, are made to protect the country. When your country is open for business, you don't just say, come here, do what you want, there are no laws because I'm open for business. We are open for business at our terms, and our terms are the laws which are set. If the laws are difficult, we discuss, we see where is it difficult for you to come and invest. And it's not true to say they just wake up in the morning and you find the law done. We do what is called a structured instrument. It is a law which is set down, done, and approved quickly by the parliament and on minister's recommendation. So it is wrong for the war professor to tell the world that Zimbabwe is a confused system of law. That is an insult, not to me, not to you, but to Professor Masocha and every Zimbabwean. It's not, it is wrong.
Let's get him rolling. Let's hear his side of the story. Because all what I heard was that, you are saying these laws are too many, and at the end of the day, they are so devastating. Professor Masocha, I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Thank you, Dr. What I'm not happy with, what I'm not satisfied with, is the type of language you use. And then you turn around and say Zimbabweans should be united. When you call other people, sorts of things, that's not the language we use to build Zimbabwe. That's not the language for Zimbabwe is open for business. If we are all Zimbabweans, we should talk nicely to each other. I am a Zimbabwean. I don't belong to any political party, even if I was born and raised in Zimbabwe. But to hear you, mentioning those words to some other Zimbabweans who have a different point of view from you, I don't think it's a good thing. I don't think it's good. But anyway, Davos is not the one that Zimbabwe should market itself. Yeah. It's not that we should market. We should not wait to go to Davos to market Zimbabwe. We have been failing to market what we have in Zimbabwe. For example, the great Zimbabwe ruins, the only country in the world that has a name from a national monument, but it seems like we have a lot to attract investors without even going to Davos. And I'm not saying we should not go to Davos, and I'm not saying, I'm confused. Neither am I going to tell you that Dr. Mavrashto, you are confused, because you are not, because you are Zimbabwean, because I love you the same way I went to Zimbabwe. So if you want to debate with me, please, let's talk nicely, okay? Because we all love Zimbabwe. I'm not saying whatever I'm saying. I'm not saying that it's supposed to destroy Zimbabwe. I'm not calling for any sanctions. Absolutely not. This is my point of view in what you call a democracy, So you were saying I'm confused because in Davos you're going to talk about the global economy. Then on another side, you say we're going to say, talk about attracting investors to Zimbabwe. So I don't understand that. And the laws that have been there in Zimbabwe ever since, it's not me starting to say that. It has been said many other times by business people themselves have said that. Big business in Zimbabwe have said that. So I'm just repeating what has been said by those that are practicing business in Zimbabwe. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, we hear you, Professor. So let's bring in Siyabonto before we go to Dr. Mavaza. So Siyabonto, I think as well as Kulunywa lapha Professor Masocha, njalo kumekhuluma uDr. Simba Mavaza. Kuluma ukuthi kumele abantu bayenzeni kwezethu beyitshala imali yabo kwelezimba. Kuthi hayi, wena okukhulumayo lokukhulunywa ngosamfundo uMasocha kungala kuzwakali, kungani ishaya egangeni sibili. Kodwa ke uProfessor Masocha uthi hayi phela abantu bekhulumisana enkundleni enje, akumelanga bethethisane, kumele abantu bekhulume kuhle, bezwanane ngoba abantu bonke ngabeZimbabwe. So akukhuluma lapho Masocha ukuthi umnotho weZimbabwe awuphindlekanga lamhlanje, awuphindlekanga ngesikhathi kusanda ukuhlaselwa kweRussia, kukhona okukhona. So at the end of the day, what's your belief in terms of Zimbabwe attracting investment? Is that possible? Is it going to happen? If it happens, what's the force behind it? If it doesn't happen, why?
Thank you very much, Gibbs. We are not going to be drawn into the verbal diarrhea which Dr. Mavaza is used and grown up into. who always perceive as Zimbabweans, and some of us we have never known violence in its various manifestation, be it through the language that you use or the physical one. But just to complement what the professor said, there's a way and manner of engagement that we have to ensure as Zimbabweans for us as a principle to have a self-respect and a respect of fellow Zimbabweans. That one, if we build on that one, I tell you, it's even easier to convince even foreigners to come and work with us, because they know and they see the way we treat and talk to one another. But yes, of course, we have some bad apples within our people and our citizens. We have to forgive them. As for Dr. Mavasa, it's rather unfortunate. He sets a very bad example of that kind of citizens that we don't like in our midst. But coming back to what you have said, I'm going to maintain my position, and also to clear to Dr. Mavasa and the likes who takes who have a patient of twisting effects. I said, and I never said, investors are not supposed to come in Zimbabwe. We want investors because we want our country to prosper. We want our citizens and everyone to enjoy the goodness of the resources that we possess. But I am clear of the policies that we have right now. No matter how we are going to appear, and if we do not work on the policies that we have, trust me, we are not going to attract any meaningful investment. We are not going to attract anyone. So it is incumbent upon us as a nation to come up with an agreed policy of doing business. What is it that we want our country to look like? What are the laws that we really want? So the first port of call is ensuring that we come up with an investment portfolio which is going to draft laws, regulations, and policies that are going first to safeguard us as a nation, number one, and also to ensure that those who come within our doors and boundaries, they are given that assurance that for what you are going to invest in the nation, you are going to get exactly as what we would have agreed. No one is calling for someone to stay away from the country, but we are actually encouraging ourselves to sit down, come up with approaches and strategies of ensuring that we kept each and every investor out there, but to come and work on our conditions. So if you look at what's happening right now, the way we are being milked dry by the Chinese and other nationalities, you will see that we are losing so much. Why? Because we do not have a policy framework that is guiding how our resources are being mined, and also the investment are back within the system and the communities where those resources are being extracted from. So the point here, it remains, as a nation, we have to sit down, come up with our policies and our investment regulations that are going to safeguard us as a nation, and also make sure that those who are coming to have to do business with us, they will have confidence that their investment is going to be respected, and no surprises, overnight surprises that that will come their way that will shock them into maybe having that capital flight and the ills that we are having right now. So I will also concur with the professor that we really need to come up with our policies that are good, and also that shows that we have an undertaking to ensure that we mean it when we say Zimbabwe is open for business. But as of now, I think we are closed because mainly of the policies that we have, not because there is someone who's saying, please stay away. No, the policies that we have on our own are making, they're the ones which are
Thank you.
Chasing people away.
Thank you very much. Maybe Marvelous, we can chip in there.
Yes, and that's the point. So, kunawa tiampondo kuti muri kutaura ini kuti pane mimwe mitemo yamunofungidzira kuti dai hurumende yawanikwa ichidzika kuitira kuti avo vanoita mabusiness vanobva kunze vawanikwa ivo vane confidence yekuti vauye muZimbabwe vachiita mabusiness aya. Ndeipi mitemo iyi uye zvingagadziriswe sei? Pane zvatiri kuona tanzwa vamavaza vachiti ikoko kudhavhoswa vari kuedza kuti vataurane pakati pemakurukota, vataura kuti kuna vanturi nyube, kuna amai nzenza, uyezve kuna vashava. Asi zvii zvimwe zvingaitwe munyika zvinoita kuzoti vanobva kunze vawanikwe ivo vachida kuuya vachiita mabasa imomo?
Right, so chekutanga we have to come up with tinofarira kunge tiine investment portfolio kana kuti mitemo yakajekera vanhu vese, kana vanhu vacho mainvestors kana vachiuya ngazvinge zvakajeka kumunhu wese achinyatsonzwisisa kuti right, tine macategories akadai so kana tine mhando dzakasiyana-siyana nema andikati mabenefits atinoisa kana kuti handisi kana uchiredza zviya, there's a bait yaunoisa. So tiri kuti kapa investment tiri kupa vanhu matax holidays here kana kuti vanhu ivavo havabhadhare matax kwenguva yakati neyakati. Tiri kuda kuti tizive kuti kana band racho tichiti you are coming in for a tax holiday, muri investor, tichida kuti mupinde, for how long are you going to operate without paying tax? And matax holidays yayo ngaange asina kuti asina kunyatsokureba sere. And kana pane tax cut, we have also to understand and know the percentage that we are going to use. But all right, it's okay. If this organization is coming and they are applying for a tax cut, this is how much we are going to allow my tax cuts. We know, but in those meetings, we need to go, all right, it's okay. If you want to invest in our country, we are will give you a tax holiday maybe of a year or two or five, depending on what you are going to do. Vamwana gona sapiwa iri tax holiday but vanongopiwa angori ma tax cuts. So that's ndozvatirikuti isusu mitemo iyoyo ngainge iri yakajeka. Tizive izvozvo tizive kuti manhengirima machina ari munyika iwaya ane ma tax holiday here kana kuti ane ma tax vanobhadharawo tax here, hatizivi. Saka izvozvo ndozvatirikuti ngazvinge zvakajeka, zvinotibatsira isusu kuti protector as a nation kuti hatisi kubirwa senyika. Anditi muri kuona tikapawo matax cuts zvinobatsirawo mainvestors vanenge vachiuya kuti apo vanenge vachiita se vanorealiza utumwechi tumaprofits twavo, pane kuti vanhu zviri kuitika right now kuti machina tizivi kuti varikubhadhara tax here kana tiringotorwa tichingoiswa muhomwe yemumwe munhu. So all that ndo mitemo yatiri kuda kuti vana vaZimbabwe vange vachiziva kuti orit izvi ndo zviri kuitika se zviri kuitika munyika mavo. And tikawana transparency idzodzo muchaona kuti zvimwe zvezvinhu zvacho zvatiri ku netsana pari zvinapa zvinojekera munhu wese, panenge pasina kutukana kana kupopotedzana munyika.
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Siyampondo. Hold on there, just bring in Dokotela Mabaza. So siyavezwa lapha sibili vakhuluma lapho Siyampondo kade khuluma ngokuthi kwenzakala ukuthi phela kubiswe umthetho wokuthi kungatsalwa njani izimali, kubekwe phansi sibili kukhanye ukuthi kuya ngaphi konke lokho. Kodwa ukuthi ngokuhamba kwezinto njalo ngokuma okukhona khona manje isimo kwele Zimbabwe, imithetho ngani ayimanga kahle njalo ngoba ngazibe kuzama ukulungisa kungeke kwakuya ndawo konke lokho. So Dr. Mabaza, maybe you've been hearing what the two gentlemen are saying and there you go. So what do you think about what Professor Masocha said and also Mr. Siyampondo, just briefly, and then we'll pose another question.
Thank you. On what Professor Masocha had said, and Mr. Siyampondo, firstly, they talked about fearing to be violated by the nature of my language. Let me say this clearly. We cannot sit and celebrate when somebody is creating a hole in a boat when we are in the middle of the sea. We will all sink. They cannot come here and tell the world that Zimbabwe got no laws, Zimbabwe is closed for business, and then smile and want me to look at their faces and smile. That is wrong. They must get something straight in their heads. It is so painful. People are suffering back home because of the people see, and because of people like Professor Masoja, who comes here, is a professor, tells you, I have heard people saying that. We don't talk about what we have heard. We talk about what we know. And he knows nothing and should not say something. However, what I'm going to say here is, you can see Siyampondo, and I will say it without an apology. He is confused. He says the Chinese come, they don't know what they are doing, they are milking us down. Right. If we put the laws to stop the milking down, he complains, your laws are confusing the investors. A country must have laws to make sure their money will remain in their country.
Maybe his question is, do you know the quantity of diamonds that are being mined from Marange and all those kind of things? And why is that not being made public? I think I'm asking that question on behalf of Mr. Siampondo, on behalf of Professor Masocha, but on behalf of Zimbabweans. So maybe that's why there's this kind of big cloud on Zimbabwe. Transparency, accountability, and all those things are very much important in investment.
That's why if people do not know, they must not say it's not there. They must ask, as we have done, that's better. So to say there's no laws, people are still in law. If you mine diamonds in Zimbabwe, anything you take from Zimbabwe, you don't set them in your pocket and walk away through someone. They go through an airport. They are measured. There are people there who would see what you're taking out. There are laws which govern what must be taken out, what must not be taken out. There are laws which govern how much tax you pay for what other business you are giving into the country and what business you are taking out. There are laws which tells you what percentage remains in the country, what percentage goes out of the country. So the question of whether the supervisory ways which are there to supervise if we are not being cheated by our investment partners. It's a good question and a very a genuine one. Yes, in that aspect, we have the laws he is crying about. We have the laws which protect us from these investors. When we have laws which protect us from investors, we have got the very first people, the CCC, to come up and cry through their BTN family and say the laws are draconic. We do not want people to say what they don't know. The laws are to protect our economy, are to protect our products, whatever we have in our minerals, everything in Zimbabwe. So if people are open to ask, they are allowed to go to the Ministry of Mines and ask how much diamond is leaving the country. Yes, there are some times where people would have some chances to steal the gold, to steal the diamonds, but if they are caught, they will be arrested. And they will be tried. If they are found guilty, they will be convicted and they will go to prison. So it's not like the government sits and smiles when people are stealing from us. And it's not like what they are saying that because it does not know how the Chinese mine diamonds, then it thinks the diamond is going in the pocket of ZANU-PF people. That is wrong. There are laws governing investments, governing businesses in the country. Now, what we are saying, so that we don't be pulled away from the point, Gibbs, is straightforward. Mm-hmm. What is our purpose in Davos is to show cause that Zimbabwe is open for business. Why do I get angry? Because I've got two big men with big heads coming here and say we are closed for business. We have invested money to come here so that we can tell the world, show the world how we are open for business. We've got children who are 15 years, 18 years, 25, 30 years. We have left classrooms to come to Davos just to say, please, don't sanction our country. Give us a chance. Then we've got a big man who comes here and says, oh, no, give us sanctions. Don't come to Zimbabwe until they show us a law. You don't come up with a law unless you see that it's been broken. The law comes to protect us. So in the on the ground, looking at this case on the ground, Zimbabwe is open for business. And the opposition is closed for understanding and is closed for knowledge. That's why, as we sit here, as we talk today, I'm just here in Davos, there is not only Zimbabwe. We have got each and every country represented in Davos. I have told you briefly the topics we have talked about. They are talking about tourism. They are talking about investment. They are talking about oil. They are talking about gas. They are talking about climate change. Everything which is being said here is not only for open for business. It's for survival of an individual country. Zimbabwe is a country which is the same survival. We cannot survive on our own. I'm saying here, the CCC, I'll say CCC because Siampondo is here. The CCC is supposed to come with a business plan and say, here's our business plan, which we are offering the Chinese. You cannot survive without the Chinese. Chinese is a big economy. That's why Americans deal with Chinese. That's why Russians deal with Chinese.
Thank you.
In conclusion, why would they want Zimbabwe not to deal with Chinese when everywhere, all the democracies are dealing with Chinese? So I'm saying Siampondo must come and say and tell the Zimbabweans what program are they offering the Chinese. should they come into power. And my beloved good professor, who is afraid of police, must come and say and tell us Zimbabweans, what plans do you have to have our economy move? That's what we call unity.
Thank you.
When we destroy our own country, that's not unity.
Thank you very much. And hopefully,
Before we go to Professor Masocha, I wanted to ask Dr. Mabaza. Mataura imi kuti pane vana vakauya varikuti vada kuti vasanctions abve. Zvinobatsira here kuti muwane muchiudza vamwe vanenge vari kuratidzira. Ipo pari kutaurwa kuti pane zviga zvinofanira kugadziriswa neZimbabwe zvakadai sekuremekedza kwekodzero dzevanhu uyezve kusashandiswa kwemapurisa kuti vasunge vamwewo vanenge vachipikisa munyika kuitira kuti zvirango izvi zvibviswe. Kuuya kwevari kuwanikwa vachiratidza panze pemusangano kunobatsira here?
Kunobatsira zvikuru nekuti musangano uyu unosanganisira vanhu vakasiyana siyana vanonyeberwa kunzi kune kodzero dzavanhu dziri kutyorwa, vanonyeberwa kunzi vana vezimbabwe havabvunzwe kufamba kana kuita chii. Saka vakaona vana vezimbabwe vari panze vacharatiso vana vezimbabwe tafamba taakuzotaura nemi kuti tisu tiri kutambura. Saka tinoda kuti mubvise zvamakatemera nyika yedu. Zvinotibatsira. Uyezve kana makatarisa pane vauya vachibvunzawo vanobva kuBBC, CNN, vachitaura nevanga vachitaridzira kuti chika mukutaura, chika muda kuti nyika dzigonzwisisa. What is your message? This is the only time vana vedu would be able to address the President Biden of America, President Putin of Russia, and any other president of any other country, and the Prime Minister Boris Johnson of England to say, listen, this is the only time we have a platform to be heard. We can never be heard when we are sitting in Mbare there. We are heard when we are here. And we want to applaud those people who came to say, please, stop these sanctions. These sanctions are not politics. Sanctions is murder. It's killing the people of Zimbabwe. And then we have a month. When it angers me and those kids who were out in the rain there, it's because there are men who don't believe that Zimbabwe is suffering because of sanctions. There are men who don't believe, who just believe that Zimbabwe is suffering because of sanctions. That little thinking makes everybody angry. So in short, yes, it does help. And it is
thank you.
Some countries are now opening doors to negotiate. And again, before you go, Gibbs, the president is not only sitting after his speech. He is negotiating with countries, the other presidents of other countries. He's talking with even those countries we don't normally talk to. He is having meetings. I can give you a schedule of who the president will meet between now and Wednesday.
Yes. So what we'll do is we'll get the schedule when we sign off. So we are remaining with 8 minutes now. I think let's bring in Professor Masocha. Since we go to Masocha, utini yena ngakhona kuke ukukhuluma uMabaza. Kodwa ke I think going forward, Professor Masocha, maybe what do you suggest Zimbabwe should do at Davos? You know, because right now, according to Sampondo, this is a waste of time. And according to you, it doesn't measure up, you know, this kind of thing that they're doing. So what's the way forward?
I think the way forward here is to be very clear what the Zimbabwean government mean when they say Zimbabwe is open for business. I want to see points, you know, number one, number two, number three, number four of what the statement Zimbabwe, you know, is open for business. Because it did start today. And what did we achieve from that ever since 2017, what did we achieve, you know, with Zimbabwe open for business? You know, why is it an argument even now when some people are saying Zimbabwe is open for business? And then it seems like that statement is trying to be pushed, under our throats, whether we like it or not, you know, because we're not seeing anything out of it besides just a statement. And Dr. Mavraja may think that investors in Davos don't know what is on the ground in Zimbabwe. They know. They know a lot. You know. They have people right on the ground through embassies. If you go like on CIA, you know, fact book, you will see a lot. There are many sources. The Zimbabwean embassies as well throughout the whole world, they do the same as well to try and market Zimbabwe. So it doesn't mean by going to Davos, you're going to tell the world, you're going to tell those investors breaking new things they don't know. They know a lot. They know a lot. Some of us, we belong to Zimbabwe. We go to Zimbabwe. Go to my village and see what I have done for my people. I'm not an enemy of Zimbabwe. I'm not your enemy. I have done maybe far much more. than what you have done in Zimbabwe with my own money, not donation zero. I don't have Zimbabwe. I'm not calling for sanctions. I know for sure that sanctions have never worked, you know, anywhere in the world. I studied that very good. I want sanctions to go. But disagreeing with you does not in any way mean that I'm an enemy of Zimbabwe. Neither am I an enemy of yourself. I am absolutely not confused. You know, I know what I'm talking about. I have business in Zimbabwe that gets affected when the regulators work up and say, you know, we need an effect, this happens and this happens. So that's my concern. And I'm just repeating what, you know, business people have said in Zimbabwe in the open. Things just change, and then tomorrow you work up and change again, and our currency is not holding value. That's one key thing for any investor to look into coming to invest in anything. Right now, I'm in Qatar, right? And I'm well versed with the US economy and many other economies as I teach international business and trade issues. I know what I'm talking about, but I want Zimbabwe to be straight and open to the world. What do you mean when you say Zimbabwe is open for business? I want 5 points from Dr. Mavaja to tell me that we mean 1, 2, 3, and 4. Then I understand.
Yes, I was going to Professor Stanwam Gonapoke Ungaikachana. What is specifically Ubaba Usiam Pondo? See, as a professor to tell Maktua, Zimbabwe is open for business. You can find a bullet point. 1, 2, 3, 4. You can find a good job. Kutaka as good as Zimbabwe is open. So, Siam Pondo, we are remaining with a few minutes. Now, what's the way forward for Zimbabwe?
All right. Thank you very much, Gibbs. So, I would want to call upon the professor that he should not harden it on Dr. Mavaza, because he's not going to give him those bullet points because he doesn't have any. And when you ask him about what is it that is being done, the laws that we have right now, the percentages in terms of what is going to remain in the country and what does the investor tax, he didn't provide an answer because he doesn't have. So you can really see from the language that he uses, the combative language, the verbal diarrhea that he possesses, he hides through emotions. But rather, we cannot explain or define patriotism by insulting one another and all that stuff. But anyway, the way forward, maybe number one, is to avoid taking advice from people like Mavaza, because that will only take the country into a deep sorrows and underdevelopment. Because generally looking at him, maybe before even we address him in the general public, personally he's failed. He failed as a lawyer. We have read a lot of articles about him. He can't win even a single case in court. He can't even win a simple maintenance case. But anyway, let me get into the gist of the matter. Is we just need to come up with we need a proper investment policies and rules that will really make sure that, one, we protect ourselves as a nation, and we also protect those who come to do business with us. When we do not have that, we can ramble all we want. We can blame everyone except ourselves. That's like what Mavas is doing. But at the end of the day, it won't give us the prosperity that we are looking for as a Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much. Dr. Mavas, exactly 1 minute. Not 1 minute, 30 seconds. We have to wrap up the show. Yes.
In 30 seconds, I'm sure you've noticed that Siam Pondo wants to talk about verbal diarrhea, because he eats diarrhea and he thinks whatever somebody says is taking out what he's taken in. No, we don't eat diarrhea. Secondly, he has touched me personally. Let me answer that personally. He's referring to a tweet written by Hopeful Chingono, who was responding to an article where I had called him to order, because him and the people like this, people see idiots who are busy putting the country down, and we are fighting for it. For your record, go on Google, punch my name, you'll see how many cases I've won and how many people are happy. Yes, there are some cases we have lost. There's no way I win every case. And to show the ignorance and the confusion of Siampondo, there is no maintenance lawyer in England. Maintenance is, does not go through lawyers. There is a Department of Maintenance which does not need lawyers.
Thank you. It's our time is up, Dr. Mavaza.
I was going to say,
unfortunately, time is not on our side. So we are going to pay you again. I can assure you, on Friday, all of you will be here. So there is no extra time here, unfortunately. We have to end our show here. We take our guest, Dr. Simba Mavaza of ZANU-PF, Professor Masocha, who is here in USA, and Mr. David Siampondo of CCC. And signing off from Washington, this is Chief Stube saying good night. Marvelous.
And I'm marvelous, Mr. Nyahuye, saying have a very good evening. And
yes.